You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob. And this is episode number 437. As always, we really appreciate you spending a few minutes of your day with us.
We really appreciate you spending your days with us.
Yes, we do, actually.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Drone U community. If you're not a Drone U community member, you may want to think about joining. Why? Well, Drone U is so much more than a school. It's so much more than online classes. It's a place to engage and interact with people who are just like you, to build you up, to motivate you, to inspire you, help you answer questions, help build your business, and overall give you some resources and some information that you may not have learned elsewhere.
Yeah.
Drone U community is so much more than just learning how to fly and becoming an awesome businessman. It's all about living the drone life and really taking that gap between friendship from yourself to another drone flyer and shortening that gap. So we lower the learning curve and we shorten the friendship gap.
Anyway, wow, that's deep.
Check it out, thedroneu.com.
Stuff, absolutely. It's very cool. So it's interesting, Paul, because running a business can be very different from state to state, right? Because they all have their own rules, and some of them, well, we know that you'll find lists of like the most business-friendly states in the union and
New Mexico
forth.
Is one of them.
Is one of the more business friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, particularly for certain industries like filmmaking, which.
Like internet.
Bodes well for some of our drone friend pilots like Mr. Aiken here. And then there are other states that make it a little bit challenging.
That's true.
To run a business.
Are you talking about California?
Maybe.
California.
And maybe it's just perception. You know, who knows?
Dude, it's so hard to run a business here, man.
You know, and I think sometimes there is a misperception because, for example, people love Texas because there's no state tax.
Yeah!
And I think that's a fabulous aspect to Texas and probably running a business in Texas. But I also know, because we've done some dealings with Texas and some of our other businesses, from a regulatory perspective, they can be really challenging.
I'm not a fan of Texas. I like that some Texas.
I love Texas, but I'm just saying it's not necessarily as easy to run business there as the perception might suggest. So sometimes perception isn't exactly what it appears to be. But that said, I think we have a really interesting question today.
Hey guys, this is Mike from San Diego, California. Dudes, I love your podcast. It is sweet. It is tubular. It is radical. I love it. Been listening for like a month now and I've gotten so much good information. But dudes, I've gotten so many sentiments from you guys about like how hard it is to run a business in California, how hard it is to fly drones. And dudes, I really love flying. I've been flying model airplanes and recently drones. I've been flying my whole life, dudes. So I'm just like torn because do I even try to run a business in California, especially one involving drones with all the privacy issues? Am I up a creek without a paddle? Or dudes, should I even try? Because I really love business. I really love people. I'm a successful manager in business in my normal career. But dudes, I would love to make this a career flying. So dudes, I just want to know, is it even worth my time? Really, again, thank you for everything you do. The podcast is tubular. Keep up the good work. Surf's up, dudes. Out.
He's stuck up a river without a stand-up paddleboard. So hard.
Yeah, anyways.
Love that question.
That actually, is. It's a really good question. And, you know, it's interesting. I did not realize that we had given off that kind of vibe. That
California is so hard.
That California is that hard.
All right. I have definitely given off that vibe, and I'll give the three reasons why I give off the vibes, man.
Right on.
Dude, there's a lot of really stuck-up politicians in California. That's reason number one, and I have found it that there's, like, a lot more taxes in California.
I think that's a fact.
So you've got like the state tax, and then you've got like the county tax, and then you've got like the city tax, and then you've got like the federal tax, and then you've got like the employer tax, and like you've got the tax where, what is it called when you have to, workers' compensation tax. There's a lot of those taxes that you have to pay. That's all I'm saying. By the way, if you ever go on a Disney Cruise Line and eat in the banquet hall that's under the sea, they actually have the turtle swim up to each screen at the table and talk to your kids like this, dude. Are you having a good day, dude? It's really
pretty cool.
And
you've got me wanting to do a Disney cruise with the fam, so I'm going to have to figure that out.
It's an experience. But going back to California, there are a lot of taxes. Number two, traffic is a nightmare. I don't care where you live in California. It's a nightmare. Unless you live in Chico. If you live in Chico, it's not bad. But most places in California, you've just got more operating expenses. And why do I say traffic is a well, your depreciation on your vehicle is going to be faster, number one. Number two, you're going to be spending more time in your vehicle, less time making money. Number three, every cost associated with transportation is going to be higher. So I'm not just saying like I hate traffic to say I hate traffic, because I think we all hate traffic, but there are very real economic reasons to this. And number three reason why I don't like California is because every year there is some sort of new drone law that can get you in significant trouble. Jerry Brown, the governor of California, struck down the drone law last year. If you remember, I was saying, you know, you've got to fly higher than, I think it was 250 feet over anyone's property. And if you're seen or caught flying lower than that, you can go to jail. And it's, you know, it was like, there was nothing about proving intent. There was nothing about posting images on the internet versus, you know, like, you know, if you're taking photos of a house for real estate and you happen to get a photo of someone nude sunbathing on accident, which has happened, by the way, and you never post it and you never post the image online, right? You never post it. The image never is seen anywhere. Does the image really exist?
Well, not if you delete it.
Exactly. So that's why the whole intent thing, because if they post it online, then there was a clear intent that they wanted to show the world the nude sunbather. But if they never post it online, well, it's kind of like...
Either that or they just made a poor decision after they got it and didn't mean to get it.
Yeah, true.
But nonetheless.
True. Anyway.
Intent's hard to prove.
California has created law again. It's in the House. So...
I don't know. I guess my thoughts on this, Paul, are that, number one, I hear Mike being sincerely passionate. I mean, he's been flying his whole life.
He's like, dude, I've been flying models my whole life, man.
And I think that says a lot, because I think you find some folks that are just, it sounds fun, and I think I'd like to give it a go because it seems like it'd be a fun business to have. And I mean, I'm not discouraging that person either, but I think Mike's perspective on this appears to be a little deeper. Like, there's this, it's, I don't want to get too weird here, but it's kind of like a part of him, the whole flying thing, and just...
I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear that passion in his voice, and so...
Let me say this, and before you go on,
okay.
Don't be discouraged from starting a business. California is just really expensive, and you're going to have to really, you know, limit your costs. It's going to be harder for you to grow the business. It's not impossible. It's just more difficult than other places.
It is more difficult than other places. I'd say it's not more difficult than all other places, and so I don't think it's the worst, and I don't know what I would put in that category of the worst, but I think you can, and maybe Paul does, I don't know.
No, I would say North Carolina is the worst.
Really?
Minnesota is number two, and California is number three. And then Colorado is number four.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what about New York and New Jersey? And I'm sure there's others that are in there as well.
Yeah, this is definitely a West Coast
perspective.
What about
Michigan? Who knows?
I don't know. Okay, so here's why North Carolina. You have to get your own drone license, even though drone licensing is a federal thing. So the North Carolinians are having to legitimately fight their own government to say, you don't have authority to do this. The same thing with Minnesota. They've tried creating drone licenses as if it were MVD or DMV, as most people call it. Again, another preemptive authorization fight going on there. Why I hate California for flying. You can't fly in any state park and you can't fly in any national park, as you know. Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much takes away most of the places you can fly in California.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, I hate flying in California. I'm sorry.
Well, and that said, we've been to California and you've had a blast flying in California. You've got some great footage flying
in
California.
I've had to really research where I can fly,
sure,
though.
Yeah, sure. So you're going to have to do a little bit more legwork.
Yeah.
You have to do a little bit more legwork. So, yeah, I mean, the process is expensive. Forming a corporation takes longer. And I've got a buddy who moved from New Mexico to California, and he's from California. And so he was self-employed here. And he went out there, and just talking to him and comparing how easy it was in New Mexico to get a business going relative to how challenging it was to get a business in California, there is a real difference. And you just have to be aware of that. You have to know what you're getting into. You have to understand that you're going to have to pay more taxes. You're going to have to understand that they might be more strict from a regulatory standpoint. But I think there are a lot of positives as well. You're going to have a lot of people, interesting jobs to work on. I mean, there's going to be things that you can do in California that you can't do in New Mexico, for example. So there's going to be more variety.
Flying the ocean is one of them.
Flying the ocean is one of them. I think,
but
let's say you grow your business and you're looking for investors. I mean, there's a greater pool of people in California. I think there are a lot of positives as well that need to be emphasized. So
I'm glad that you're emphasizing.
I'd say go for it.
I want to say go for it too, but I think the message is a little bit more macro in the sense that, look, you love to fly, that's clear. You want to start a business, that's clear. Right now, you're just determining on where the best place to do that is. So you have to focus on your priorities. Do you have a family? Do you have to move the family?
Yeah,
if you don't
so
have to
factors.
Move the family, you know, how much money do you want to make? Because
well, in a lot of this, like
you're
going to
make
about.
A lot more money in another state, period.
Well, I don't know that we can say that, but I think one of the other things that we can say is we've talked a lot about networking, right? That's a huge part of building a business, any business,
yeah.
But maybe in particular a drone business. I would imagine, Mike, you said you're from San Diego. Certainly you're living in San Diego. That's where you know people.
San Diego.
And you sound like a guy that's probably done some networking and probably knows a lot of people. So do
probably
you want to move?
Knows a lot of surfers.
Maybe. Maybe. And surfers can have a lot of money and have their own businesses
that's
and need drone pilots.
That's actually very true. I know
so,
that one too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So do you really want to move somewhere else because you're a little bit afraid of the business environment in California? You'd rather go start over somewhere? I don't think so. I mean, obviously, you have to consider all these things for yourself. But let's just say, being in your shoes, I don't think I'd leave California. I'd make a go of it. The bottom line is, Paul, somebody's going to have drone business in California.
Xavier Salinas.
Yeah, and we've got members of Drone U, a lot of members from California. They're all working it.
Brian Fassett.
Yep.
Brian Fassett, he lives in
awesome
San
dude.
Diego.
He's in San Diego as well. There's other guys that are out there that we know are a part of our community.
Brian's a really cool guy.
Yes, he is a very cool guy. Very cool guy. We got a lot of cool guys in the community. So, I don't know, Mike. Bottom line, just go for it.
Bottom line, go for it. Bottom line, it's going to cost you more money.
It is.
You just got to figure out what are your priorities because
yep.
we can't make this decision for you. And frankly, I can't even wait for Chris Gannon to call in and ask the question, when is the right time to leave your full-time job for a drone business? Because I feel like there are so many qualifying points to that question.
That's funny. You just asked the question. I don't think we need Chris to call in.
No, I need Chris to call it in. That's how the show works. We have to follow the rules or else no one's going to call in and ask questions.
That's true. And on that note, guys, we are still running our contest, Paul.
Oh, really?
We are running our contest. Guys, if you send in a question, it gets played on the air, then you are eligible for a drawing to win an annual membership to Drone U, which is about a $500-$600 value. So I think it's worth sending in a question because we know you have
that's just the monetary value, too. The actual value is astronomical.
That's
it's
true.
Priceless. And I have no problem saying that with confidence and conviction. Because
awesome.
It's priceless
it.
For me, too.
I love it.
I'm not even saying that because, like, you know, I'm part of Drone U. I mean, like, if I were to separate myself from Drone U, value-wise, it's astronomical. Anyway, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.